My name is Lindsay Berkson, and about 12 years ago, I wrote one of the first three books that really informed the public about this new issue of environmental pollutants that could mimic the action of hormones and gain entry into our bodies from air, food, and water and hijack our own hormonal signaling system. Hormones, it turns out, deliver emails all throughout the body that tell cells that are waiting to get these emails what to do and how to do it correctly. But a lot of these environmental compounds, from pesticides to plastics, actually can hijack that signaling system and tell cells to do things incorrectly. In other words, the email is hijacked or frozen. Well, one of the big questionable substances in the environment was something called BPA, bisphenol A, and manufacturers were using it in water bottles, food containers, baby products. It was a big, one of the babies used it. It was in pacifiers. It was a key ingredient instead of using the metal mercury fillings in the teeth, the white filling was filled with bisphenol A. And bisphenol A has really, I write about it in Hormone Deception, been linked by scientists to diabetes, asthma, obesity. It's called an obesogen by Bruce Blumberg over in California. It's linked to cancer. It's linked to altered prostate problems such as smaller penises and hypospadia, the urethra coming out in various inappropriate positions on the penis, and even neurological abnormal development problems. So bisphenol A has been with a big flashlight on it saying, hey, this looks like it disrupts normal hormone activity. So the FDA and the state legislatures, they're all been trying to take action to restrict BPAs in the environment, and the public is understandably being inspired to purchase products that are bisphenol A free. So in comes the industry responding, and they have created BPA-free products. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds good. That's what we want. We don't want that nasty hormone disruptor coming into our supermarket cart in our home. So the new compound that it's like, you have a stand-in when you're an actor in the wings. So the stand-in for bisphenol A turns out to be bisphenol S. Ah, yeah. Well, in addition to them having names that sound alike, they actually share very similar structure. Now, as we're learning, very similar actions in the body. And it appears that bisphenol S acts too similar to bisphenol A. And just like other hormones, see, this is the big deal. Hormones and even these chemicals that can mimic hormones, they act in very tiny amounts, parts per million, trillion, to the picomolar concentration, just a small, even parts per quadrillion. They act powerfully in very tiny amounts that are even hard to wrap your brain around. And this new information came out in Environmental Health Perspectives, which is our government journal, which I just really have a tremendous amount of respect for, that keeps us up on what we should be down on in our environment or what's going on with our food, air, and water. And we're beginning to see that bisphenol S isn't the great protector and warrior stand-in that we thought it was, safe stand-in that we thought it was going to be. So that's the big issue, is we pull a lot of these potentially very dangerous compounds and like plastics out of our environment. What are the substitutes that are coming back in? And are they also hormonally active? So this is what to do. Get glass. Try and get out. I get glass containers with the plastic tops. At the supermarket, when you have the little plastic bags where you put your veggies and your food in, the minute you get home, take the food out of the plastic and put it in a glass container. As much as you can, just try and use natural ceramics and glass, and don't buy real expensive ones so when they break, which they're more wont to do than plastic, you don't mind because they weren't expensive. I swear I got the best glasses at the dollar store that are so fantastic, and everybody thought that they were really expensive crystal and they were from the dollar store. So buy glass stuff and try and go more natural, because we don't even know what we don't know over the next few years of which chemicals do this and that. So as best as you can, be as basic as you can. And try and limit your exposure to BPA and BPS. That's the new nickname, BPS, because like BPA, BPS disrupts the cellular signaling of the hormone estrogen, and it affects the healthy patterns of cell growth and death, and it might be a contributor, just like bisphenol A, to a wide array of everything from obesity to serious illness. BodyMindHormones.com. Bye.